This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented baby, by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us, you guys. Our show is always brought to you by G2G Bars and also the folks at Trajan Wealth, your local trusted financial fiduciary. TrajanWealth.com is the website, TrajanWealth.com. Plan out your retirement with those guys. All right, I'm glad you got that off your chest. I love how you said, like, oh, I'm bringing it with the haymaker here. There's nothing actually I feel like that we've been shocked by now with this team, right? And Walker Kessler being, you know, in that conversation for Rookie of the Year, he's not going to win it. But you know what? Neither's Will Hardy. Like I said, I made that connection in my head where I was like, no, those guys are down a little bit further on the odds list of winning those awards.
But you know how you make it happen? You got to promote it, man.
Oh, you want us to make like the...
Yeah, when you just say, oh, he's not going to... It's like, why not? Why not Walker Kessler?
You make Kessler better, cookies? You make some Kessler
team,
cookies?
Had a bigger impact on the success of your team.
Do you remember when Jordan Love
This team makes the playoffs. I mean, like, no one thought the Jazz would make the playoffs.
Remember when Utah State was pumping Jordan Love because he had like some really low odds for the Heisman? And you know what they did? They freaking leaned into it.
Yeah.
They sent out all this media stuff and all these packets. I think if we get some Kessler cookies going on, has his face on there. I mean, we're talking about a moneymaker and, you know.
Good to eat.
It's good.
Yeah.
You get Crumble to make the Kessler cookie. Come on.
Kessler
this makes itself.
Cookie.
This bakes itself, you guys. Let's go. Be smart about it. Make a Kessler cookie. Send it out to all the national media guys because now Crumble's like everywhere, whatever, right? So let's get it going. Next up on the program here, Scott. Spring football starting up here for the University of Utah today.
Today. You know what today is?
What is today?
Well, it's now springtime.
Oh, yeah.
It actually happened at 6 o'clock last night.
Yes.
Right as we were going off the air. But it's spring now.
Scott, happy spring.
Yes. So spring football.
Let me be the first one.
Thank you.
So Utah actually got it right. BYU was actually technically playing winter ball. I mean, what's their problem?
Yeah. I'm going to play winter ball down in Sarasota.
See, this is the kind of stuff that Utah fans get on like some chat board and go, leave it to a Coug, spelt with like a K and two O's and a G. Leave it up to a Coug to think that winter was when spring was. Hoyo.
Well, don't BYU and Utah, they're on the same schedule as far as school, right?
No, BYU's always a little different because they don't have a spring break.
Oh.
And so they actually get out, and they're on a...
Do they not believe in one?
Yeah. It's part of the honor code. They're like, you better not. If you celebrate spring break, you will be kicked out of this school. Like,
can we just get this over with?
I was always like, man, I picked a school to go to that doesn't have spring break. But then joke was on everybody else when it was April 27th.
No kidding.
And the whole year was over.
Yeah.
Like, that was killer.
I would sacrifice a couple of days in the sunburn.
Yeah, man. That was killer.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
So day one of Utah spring football, we talked a little bit about some of the talking points of this one, but Cam Rising and Brant Keith are out with injuries. So how do you make hay with those guys? Like, what do you do as somebody who just goes, yeah, I'm sitting out all spring and I actually need every second we can get to be able to get myself healthy again for this Florida game on that Thursday night coming up at the end of August. What is the best way to spend a spring if you are injured and trying to figure things out because their best players are not going to be participating in spring?
And I don't know that the best players participate anyway. So, I mean, it's not a total waste of time. It is good for the quarterbacks. And, you know, typically what you would do with Cam Rising, if he was healthy, is he's just untouchable. You know, it's like nobody touches Cam Rising in spring ball. What'll be interesting between Keithy and Rising is Brant Keithy's injury was, I think, I don't know, game three or four in the season. And you kind of look at the timetable of him returning. Is that the same timetable as Cam Rising? I mean, you're talking Cam Rising's January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. It's 8 months of recovery, I guess, before they actually start playing. So maybe there's an outside chance that Cam Rising comes back and actually is, you know, he's healthy and successful. But I don't think there's any question about Brant Keithy. Spring football really, though, is about developing young players. It's about identifying what you have, what you don't have. Typically, it's really good for offensive lines to start that communication process because most other positions, it's one guy. You know, you have a linebacker, you know, this is your assignment. You're a corner, this is your assignment. Wide receiver, you know, offensive lineman, it's like, okay, the two of us, actually all five of us have to work together with all this stuff. So it's really important that that offensive line gets that communication. And Utah brings a lot of guys back, but they also are going to lose a couple. So that's always a thing. And then can Utah find a wide receiver? You know, Devon Bailey's coming back, which I think is awesome. But they have some other guys that can really add to what's going on. That'll be interesting. And then Nate Johnson, of course, the quarterback. And I think he's a guy that potentially could be elite. And he could be a quarterback talked about like all these other quarterbacks in the Pac-12. You know, just can he consistently throw the football?
Let's take a break here. We come back. We've got more to jam about. We've got more things to jump into still on a Tuesday here with you. Does your home need that new look for this year, by the way? RJ's Exteriors can give you that look. Don't keep up with the Joneses. Be the Joneses. Stucco, brick, vinyl, James Hardy siding. They can help you out. Tim Brown and his team, they want to help you. So give them a call. 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110. And that's RJ's Exteriors. Oh, my goodness. Do we have tickets to give out, too? Oh, my heavens, it's for the dadgum Milwaukee Bucks game this weekend, on Friday. Take advantage. Call number 12 right now on a Team 49 Don't Tank on Me Now Ticket Tuesday. Call number 12 gets a pair of tickets to the Jazz and Bucks game on this Friday, March 24th. Call number 12, 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-ZONE, 801-575-9663. And you get yourself a pair of tickets to see Giannis and Co. come into town and see if that Jazz team can slay another giant this week. That's just so much dang fun to watch. All right, we'll come back. We've got our What Are the Odds. Stay with us, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.